In a world where the economy soars and dips and the future seems uncertain, where do we find peace and confidence? Let's talk with Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com about the sufficiency of God. That's ahead on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to be with you as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. And I would say the topic that's been on the minds of many people in recent days has been money, especially when it comes to looking at the market soaring and dipping and dropping. And in fact, Roxanne Intermule, I would say some people would say the market has gone crazy in the last week or so.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You probably have a lot. Well, it's good to have you back with us again on Encouragement Live. And Roxanne, of course, represents a great organization, HisFaithfulStewards.com. And by the way, let me remind us at the outset of the program, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website, set up a time to talk, or there's a number there that will allow you to call the office to set a time. And also, she's hosting a free webinar April 12th and 24th. Those are still scheduled, I believe, Roxanne. Will awareness and living trust, those are the topics, correct?
Yes, it's the 17th and the 24th.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, the 17th. All right, I've got a number 12 down here, so I'm going to change that to the 17th and the 24th. Okay, and this I believe Saturday, the 17th is a Saturday. Is that correct?
No, it is not. The 17th and the 24th are both Thursdays. One is actually midday, and one is after work hours.
All right, now I understand. Okay, now I see the right. Copy on that. It has been changed. You've changed that. And I've looked at the wrong copy. But anyway, the website to find out all the information about that is HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that's HisFaithfulStewards.com. We're talking about trusting in the sufficiency of God, and we recognize that Scripture presents God as all-sufficient. But let's make it personal, Roxanne. What does that concept mean to you?
Well, when I think about the sufficiency of God, I think about how God is enough to meet every need that arises in our lives. I mean, it means that when God comes to us, he comes to give, not to take. Since God is completely sufficient in himself and without any needs for humans to fill, I mean, we see the ultimate in self-sufficiency. And it also shows me how I usurp God's place in my life when I think that I'm self-sufficient and act like I can function without him.
Which is something I think we all do from time to time. Now, when I think about God's sufficiency for us, I always feel the need to bring up Psalm 23 and David's expression, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing or I shall not want." How far do you see God's provision for us as going?
Well, it's always challenging to think about that because I know I often try to impose limits on how far God's sufficiency will reach in my life. And then I try to fill in the rest with my own efforts. And that usually doesn't turn out too well. So I think that David is showing us how living in God's sufficiency will look throughout Psalm 23. Because even in verse 5, he says that my cup overflows. Mm. So God holds infinite provisions in his hand and his resources overflow. So and he supplies those resources to us. So he gives us what we need, though not always what we think we need. But I don't see him limiting these provisions to certain sectors of life. I think that his sufficiency is all-encompassing.
We're looking at the sufficiency of our God in the midst of the turmoil of the markets and a lot of the economy these days and the uncertainty. If you have a question for us, the toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-LIFE.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, "Teach truth, love well."
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
This is Encouragement Live, and friend, it's so good to have you with us. I'm Don Hawkins, and with me tonight, Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com. And as we mentioned at the outset of the program, if you'd like to set up a time to talk with her about what's going on in terms of the market these days and how it impacts your situation, you can certainly go to the website, HisFaithfulStewards.com, set up a time to talk with Roxanne. You can also use the phone number listed on the website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. If you have trouble finding that website, as I like to tell people, Roxanne, you can always ask your grandchildren to help you get to the website, correct?
Absolutely.
Now your grandchildren are not quite old enough to help you get to a website yet, are they?
No, but you'd be surprised how much he can do on a phone at two.
Oh, my. I suspect so. It is amazing. And we're talking about God's sufficiency. We've also acknowledged the fact that there's a lot of turmoil in terms of the markets these days. People are panicking about their 401k, their 403b, their IRA, all of those things. With this turmoil, how do you think trusting God's sufficiency will help bring us peace in all this turmoil?
Well, I think that if we really understand God's sufficiency and how much he is committed to caring for us, it will spark some trust in us. I know that for me, when I lose hold of how sufficient God is and I forget how big God really is, my trust starts to waver. Then I start trying to handle things and, you know, on my own. And the results of that is a high level of stress. And that's all because the Lord never intended for us to carry those burdens. I mean, he created us to rely on him and to trust him to meet our needs through his sufficiency. So when we live on those truths, we trust him, and then we find more peace.
We like that idea of more peace, and God has promised to provide that. So what do you think causes our confidence in God's sufficiency to occasionally slip?
Well, I think there's a variety of things that can affect our confidence. I mean, when we get away from spending time with the Lord and having our minds focused on him and who he is, I think we forget how much he loves us. And as a result, we lose sight of his sufficiency for us. And also, I think that there's times when the Lord doesn't answer, you know, the way we think he should, and we feel a little disappointed. So we decide that we can do things better ourselves. King David once said that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And he was teaching us that we can have confidence in God's goodness and care, no matter how much God's, you know, actions might be confusing to us.
Toll-free number, 855-586-5433. If you have a question or a comment in light of all the market volatility and how it may be impacting your personal situation, Roxanne Intermule is here with insight and encouragement. Roxanne, we read in the book of Isaiah that God's ways are higher than our ways. In fact, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Sometimes we don't understand what God's doing. So how do you think we come back to a place of trust after we've lost some of that confidence in the Lord?
Well, I think there's a few things that we can do to help that. I mean, first, I think it's good to review the things God has done for us in the past. We need to remember some of the ways God's come through for us and allow ourselves to really think about those things and how they show his love and care for us. After all, Jesus gave everything for us.
Let me jump in here because we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick that up when we come back on Encouragement Live. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
CrossFlix has partnered with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's sat7usa.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins, Roxanne Intermule with us. And Roxanne, we ran into a break and you were right in the middle of a very important observation here. We talked about God's ways being higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than ours, and sometimes we can't figure out what God's doing. You told us we need to review some of the things that God has done for us and ways he's come through for us, and that's been a great lesson for me. What else can we do in terms of understanding and coming back to that place of trust?
Sure. A couple other things I think of. And the first one is I think we need to meditate on scripture that really reinforces how much he loves us. Mm. And then I think it's good to bring some trusted friends alongside who can pray with us and for us as we walk through times of struggle and doubt. And then we need to ask God and be honest with him and ask him to restore our trust as we take those steps.
Boy, those are important things to keep in mind. But it sounds like you may have had a little experience in this realm, the way you're outlining this. Have you walked through a time when your confidence in the Lord was shaken?
Well, yes, actually, I have. I mean, I spent my first 3 years of college planning to be a career missionary. Then after my third year, I went on a short-term mission trip to Mexico City. And I had expected that being on the mission field and serving the Lord in that capacity would bring a really strong sense of his presence. And I expected to feel really close to God while I was there. But instead, I never felt more distant. And I felt more lonely than I'd ever felt in my life. And then I got really sick from the food and water. And my 14-month mission trip had to end after 6 months due to my health. And I was devastated.
Wow.
And after getting home, I would try to spend time with the Lord. But I would just sit down for that time with the Lord and say, you know, I'm here, but I'm mad at you. I just don't have anything to say.
Oh, my. I think a lot of us can relate to that. And I appreciate your candor in sharing that. Some of our listening family may be going through that right now. Certainly sounds like a trying time, but how did you resolve that? How did that get resolved for you?
Well, it took a while because I kept trying to demand that God reveal to me why he had made things so tough. I believed that if I could understand why God had done it, I would never have to go through anything like that again. But he never answered the question of why. But I finally learned that my confidence in God cannot come from him doing what I want him to do, but it has to come from trusting his character. Hmm. I have to walk in the faith of knowing that he will always do what is best for me, even when I don't understand what he's doing. My confidence comes from knowing who God is and that he is good.
So very important for us to remember that God is good, that we can trust him, that he will come through us. And maybe some of you are struggling with that. We'd love to pray with you and encourage you. Maybe you have questions about some of the trauma in the marketplace these days. 855-586-5433, our toll-free number. And if you'd like to reach out to Roxanne, set up a time to talk with her about the volatility in the market and how you can avoid that. We'll get into some details on that, but you can check out the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. You'll find the details about two free webinars coming up about will awareness and living trust. There'll be one at noon Central Time on Thursday, April 17th, another one 6 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 24th. You can sign up for those or set up a personal time to talk with Roxanne and be encouraged in talking with her. Go to the website to get the number or to the calendar for setting that up. That's at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Now, Roxanne, we've talked about that important lesson that you've been through. I've been through some times like that. How would you apply this to someone who maybe is trusting God's sufficiency because of what's happening in their lives and in, let's say, in their 401k or whatever financially?
Well, it's always tough when we're struggling with money. I mean, we can review all the Bible passages about not worrying and how we need to trust God. But personally, I find it more helpful to review how he has provided in the past. He hasn't always provided the way I've wanted him to, but he's provided. And then I review biblical passages that show how God is always working things out behind the scenes. I mean, David's a clear example of that. He gets anointed as to be the next king. He kills Goliath. He's brought into the castle to help the king. I mean, he's got to be flying high like he's on fast track to kingship. And now everything suddenly falls apart and he's running for his life for years. And he had to be asking how everything went so badly when he was supposed to be moving towards the throne. And certainly he was not on it was not the road that David had expected to take to the throne, but it was God's road. And God kept his promises even when things looked really dark.
What a great reminder. And that sounds like good truths to remember when we're going through those hard times. So, Roxanne, how would you encourage people who are struggling with their finances to know that God is sufficient for their needs?
Well, it's a hard place for people to be. And I know this personally because I was a person who didn't work when my kids were young. I stayed home and was a homemaker for a number of years. And sometimes things were really tight financially. It's really important to stick to God's principles when things are tight. It can be tempting to dive into credit card debt or when money is stressed. But that can drive us backwards for years. And even though it may relieve us of the moment of making tough choices, you know, it's still not a good direction to go.
Good things to keep in mind. What principles do you think people need to remember when money is tight that may be tough for us to apply?
Well, first, we have to have a plan for our spending. If we don't plan our spending, it's just going to run. And we want to tell that money where to go and not just watch it drain out. And then second, we have two choices when our money is lower than our need, and we need to prayerfully consider those choices.
I suspect that the spending plan you're talking about is the B word, as in budget. I think that would be correct. A lot of people do not like to hear that word, but you're suggesting it. It is a priority. But I'm intrigued about these two choices that you suggest that people have for helping their financial situation. What are those?
Well, either we need to find ways to bring in more money, like getting a second job or renting a room in our house or something, or we need to find ways to reduce expenses. There's trade-offs with either choice. Maybe we need to find a second job. Maybe we need to reduce our expenses, give up some things. But we feel trapped in our circumstances because we don't want to make sacrifices. We can come up with so many reasons not to sacrifice the things that we value.
Very important for us to keep in mind these two choices. They're tough choices. And maybe you need a listening ear to talk about those things and how you can implement that. You can schedule a free time to talk one-on-one with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. There is no charge for this service, but you do need to schedule it. And to do that, you follow the links on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can set up a good time for you to talk with her, or you can call the office to set a time. The link to schedule and the phone number are both located on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, right now a lot of people may be struggling, especially as they watch the balance in their savings or their money market account or their 401k or whatever, going down with the drops in the stock market. So how would you advise them?
Well, first, it's very possible to earn a good return on your money and not risk it in the stock market. Second, I'm not going to give that pep talk about rebounding. The reality is that it takes twice the gains in any account to make up for any losses. And that's just to get back to where it started before it starts gaining again. So, for example, if account loses 20%, it's going to take 40% gain to just get back to where it started. And for that reason, the right investment tools that guarantee against loss can outperform stock market accounts over time and keep a person's money safe.
Boy, that's something that we've talked about before on this program, and I think of all the people who have lost money in the market in recent days, to keep that in mind, literally, if your account loses 20%, you need a 40% gain, not a 15% or a 10% gain to get back. You mentioned the fact that there are some investment tools that you can use. What kinds of accounts have this kind of safety and still produce good growth?
These are indexed accounts. Their growth tracks with the market index, but it is not invested in the market directly. So an index is simply a grouping of companies that are tracked for interest growth. Indexed accounts come with guarantees that you will not lose your principal while giving you the upside growth of the market.
Now, I hope you all heard that. I want to run that by you because sometimes we hear things and they blow right past us. Roxanne just said these are tools that will allow you to protect against losing any of your principal, but they will give you the upside growth of the market. I'm not misrepresenting that, am I, Roxanne?
No, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, because some people listen to that and look at that and say, man, that sounds too good to be true, but it isn't. Now, what kind of index accounts are you working with?
Well, they fall under the broad definition of annuities. An annuity is simply an account with a regular pay schedule. It can be a 401k, a 403b, technically a mortgage loan, or even a car loan or annuities. It's really a broad term. One of the kinds of annuities that I work with the most is called a fixed indexed annuity. In the retirement savings world, this annuity didn't hit the market even until 1995, and it's been improving ever since.
Good to know about these. Fixed indexed annuity is the term. Now, I've heard some people in the financial world say they don't like annuities, period. How would you respond to that?
Well, my first question would be, what kind of annuity are you talking about? And, you know, I know a lot of people with very limited knowledge will respond that they don't like any of them. Well, you have to realize that the expertise of financial planner is the stock market investments, and they will steer people towards their area of expertise. But saying I don't like annuities makes about as much sense as someone saying that they do not like cars because they don't like a Prius. I mean, someone who makes a general statement about not liking any annuities has very limited exposure to what is really out there, or they just don't want to even consider it. Some of them, you know, offer reasons that are totally untrue about the fixed indexed annuities, though, you know, they make it sound like their comments account for all kinds of annuities.
You know, I can't help wondering if maybe some people that make those comments are limited in what they can offer in the way of investment options. By the way, if you have questions about this, I want to remind you that Roxanne and His Faithful Stewards are hosting a free webinar about will awareness and living trust, and we are going to get into that subject a little bit later in the broadcast. But these are happening at noon Central Time on Thursday, April 17th. The other one is on Thursday, April 24th. So they are literally back to back, week to week. The one on the Thursday, April 17th, is at 6 p.m. That one is at noon. And then April 24th is at 6 p.m. Make sure I've got those times correct. Again, noon Central, Thursday, April 17th, and repeating Thursday, 6 p.m., April 24th. You can sign up on Roxanne's website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. There is a webinar tab, and you can go there as well. And Roxanne, you also invite people to schedule a personal time to talk with you, and you do not charge for that, do you?
No, I do not.
Want to keep that in mind, friend. So you can go to Roxanne's website, hisfaithfulstewards.com, schedule a free time on the scheduler or use the telephone number there. And we'll be right back after this time out.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to hisfaithfulstewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com and the link to webinars. hisfaithfulstewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. Learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And we are talking tonight with Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com. As we mentioned before the break, you can set up a time to talk with her on that website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Or if you have a question or a comment tonight, you can give us a call toll-free at 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. Roxanne, we mentioned that some financial people say they do not like annuities. What are some of the negative things that you're hearing people say about fixed index annuities specifically that may not be true or accurate?
Well, some of the negatives said about annuities are true of other types of annuities, especially the variable annuities, but not of the fixed index annuities. That's why it's so important to not lump them together. For example, people making general, non-specific statements will say that annuities have many fees, or they're hard to understand, or you don't earn very well with them. And that's actually true of variable annuities, but it is not true of good indexed annuities.
So you would say then that indexed annuities are quite different from variable annuities?
Yes, they're completely different, and it's misleading to lump them all together. That's like saying that a Ford is the same as a Toyota. I mean, the goal of these statements is to make people afraid of all annuities so that they won't move their money away from the stock market manager who gets paid to manage their accounts every year.
Mm.
Even when their accounts are losing money, their manager usually still gets paid from their money. People need to realize this and that it affects how they advise their clients.
So how would a fixed indexed annuity be different, for example, than a variable annuity? Let's dig into the weeds, the contrast between these two.
Sure. In answer to high fees, the indexed annuities have options with no fees. There's optional small fees or to increase interest rates or to add certain features, but at base, there's no fees at all. And unlike the variable annuity, there's no management fees, there's no connected insurance costs, there's no trading fees. And because there's no buying or selling going on in an indexed account, they are much easier to understand. And to the accusation that they do not grow very well, that's only true of mediocre products, not all indexed annuities. The fixed index annuities offered by his faithful stewards have averaged 8 to 13% over the last 10 years. And so we won't actually work with any indexed annuities that have 10-year averages below 8%.
In fact, I recall on a previous program, you told us about three specific, shall we say, criteria that you use. And one of those is that you have to have a 10-year average in that fixed indexed annuity below 8%. Is that correct?
Actually, above 8%.
I'm sorry, above 8%. Yeah, totally got that one in reverse. It is above. In other words, you will not work. Make sure you hear that. You will not work if it's below 8%. But you have a couple of other criteria as well. Can you remind us of those?
Yes. The first one, as far as I can tell, and as deep as I'm able to dig into the companies, they have to be biblically responsible in how they're making and using their money. Then we have the minimum 8%, you know, over the last 10 years. And the third criteria is they have to have really strong ratios of assets to obligations so that we know that they're going to hold strong over the course of time.
And as I recall, you told us that many companies will, say, spin off subsidiaries of their companies so that they can show strong ratios when, in fact, those ratios may not be as strong as they're making them out to be. Is that correct?
Yes, that's a trick that the companies do so that they can maintain an A rating when they probably really deserve more like a C or D rating.
I thought it would be good to work these three specifics into the program at this point, Roxanne. I feel like that's important for people to understand the kind of criteria you're using because, once again, you have to have a 10-year average above 8%, biblically responsible, and strong ratios. Now, some of you would probably like to ask Roxanne more questions than we've gotten into right now. And there's a good way to do that. You can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that is at no charge. You can follow the links on the website, set up a good time to talk with her and find out more about this. Or you can call her office to set a time. You say, well, I don't have the number. Well, the good news is the link to schedule and the phone number are both found on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. Now, just to go back to indexed annuities, these are not in the market, correct? And the interest tracks with a market index. So does it protect against market losses?
Yes. Like you said, the money is not invested directly in the market, so they can provide a contractual guarantee that you will not lose your money when the market loses. You grow when the market index shows growth, and you sit steady when the market drops. Your money's safe from market risk while you're still getting the upside benefits of market growth.
And again, the companies you deal with are guaranteeing 8% or more, or at least that's what they've shown. I won't use the word guarantee. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say they do not guarantee the 8%. No, we can. Right. The past does never guarantees the future, but the averages have to show 8% or more over the last 10 years for us to.
Yeah, I was trying to pull that word back before I said it, but I didn't quite get it out. Now, give us a quick synopsis of the different types of retirement annuities and why, once again, you only work with the indexed annuities.
Well, to sum up, variable annuities put people's money at risk in the market where it can be lost. They're full of hidden charges and fees, and after the charges and the fees and potential losses, they typically do not earn well, so I never recommend them. We didn't talk much about a simple fixed annuity, but that's a lot like a CD at a bank. It guarantees a certain amount of interest growth, but it barely keeps up with inflation. So there can be reasons to use these accounts, but not when the goal is growth. So these tend to have low or no fees also. The final one is the fixed indexed annuity, and it places if placed with the right companies, these can earn really well, have little to no fees, and even provide some penalty free access to funds while they're growing. They have options to turn them into lifetime income that you cannot outlive, or to keep them like an emergency fund or savings account.
Now, if I understand correctly, both financial planners and some retirement specialists like yourself are both paid by commission. So can you tell me how the commissions differ between these two, these different products, and how that would impact the customer?
Sure. A financial planner gets paid to manage a person's account on an ongoing basis. Every year, the client pays a fee to the financial planner to manage their money in the market that usually averages between 1% and 2% of their account. That there can also be other hidden fees. So if someone manages your account, say, for 25 years, they were going to make somewhere between 25 and 50% in commission over the life of that relationship.
Wow.
And that money all comes out of your savings and can have a significant impact on your savings over time.
Wow. That is a lot of money to be paying in fees over a period of time. So how does the indexed annuity differ on commissions?
Well, if somebody is working with you on an indexed annuity, you do not pay them any management fees. Hmm. The insurance company pays a one-time commission to the agent with indexed annuities. In the case of his faithful stewards, that can range from 2 to 7%. And that one-time payment does not come out of your account. So when someone who works in the market tries to scare people away from annuities by trying to say they have high commissions, they're cleverly hiding how much you're paying them over time to manage your money, as that amount can be far higher than any commission paid regarding an annuity.
Boy, important to keep these facts in mind. If you have a question or a comment tonight, 855-586-5433 is the toll-free number. Roxanne, I've heard some people say if they couldn't or wouldn't move their money when the market is low because they want it to regain before they move it, they're kind of trying to figure out the market. Is that a good idea?
Actually, that fails to account for the fact that the account can continue to lose and can continue its downward cycle. Like we talked about, it takes twice the earnings just to get back to where you started before the losses in the market, before it starts earning again. The index accounts grow very competitively alongside the market without the risk of the loss. So waiting for an account balance to go back up is like waiting to go to the doctor until you're no longer sick.
Not a very smart move, I would think. Once again, you need to really look this over. Once again, you can schedule a free time to talk with Roxanne. Some of you perhaps would not want to talk about personal things on the air, and we understand that. But you don't pay anything to talk with Roxanne if you set up a time on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. You can follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk. She's not going to try to twist your arm to buy something, but she will help you understand all of these different things and even go into greater detail in what we can talk about on the air. You can also call the office to set a time. The link to schedule a time to talk with Roxanne and the phone number to schedule a time are both on the website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And I do want to remind you about the free webinar about will awareness and living trust. It's coming up at noon Central Time on Thursday, April 17th, and also on Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m. You can sign up on the website under the webinar tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Roxanne, one of the criticisms I've heard about annuities is they can tie up a person's money for a long time. Is that really true?
Well, it depends, again, on the specific product you're talking about. The most popular indexed annuity offered by His Faithful Stewards is actually only a four-year annuity. So that means the money is completely liquid at the end of 4 years, and the person can do anything they want with it or let it go another 4 years. Personally, I don't think 4 years is to be a long time. And they can access 10% a year without penalty or 20% if they haven't taken any out the previous year. We do also offer some 5- and 10-year your annuities if there's specific features that are better for a person.
So that sounds like that your money is actually a little bit more accessible than some people would lead you to believe.
Yes, that is correct.
Now, it sounds like you offer some strong indexed annuities. Are there a lot of indexed annuities on the market that perform in ways like the ones you're talking about?
I wish, but no. There's a lot of mediocre indexes out there, and some have a lot of companies are using lower performing indices, and many of them have things called spreads and caps. A spread is a designated amount of interest that the company gets to keep. So if there was a 4% spread, that means that the first 4% of the index growth will be kept by the company. So if the index grew 3 or 4%, you would get nothing. So if it grows 10%, you'd get 6 or 7%. Now, a spread makes sure that the company gets paid first. And while I'm not very fond of spreads, I do prefer them to caps.
I was going to say, I do not think I would be very fond of a spread either. But what about the spreads? I want to come back and talk about that after the break. But again, if you have a question for Roxanne, 855-586-5433, or better yet, you can schedule a time to talk with her at detail with no charge on her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutcher have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, hisfaithfulstewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's hisfaithfulstewards.com. We're in the final segment of a timely program with Roxanne Intermule of hisfaithfulstewards.com. We've talked about the fact that our God is faithful and can be trusted. We trust God's sufficiency during these difficult times when the market is so volatile, going up and down and all around. And we were talking about some of these instruments that people are using to keep their money out of the market. Roxanne, you pointed out some things that concern me about certain kind of, shall we say, annuities. You talked about the spread and the cap. And the spread indicates, just recap that for us, if you will, that literally the company gets to hold the first 3 or 4%, correct?
Correct. And so that's what the spread does. Now, a cap is like a ceiling. It sets a maximum amount that an account can earn in a certain time period. Mm. So if the policy has, a 10% annual cap, that means that even if the index grows 30%, the client will only get 10%. Mm. Consequently, it makes it a lot that makes the index annuities mediocre and underperforming most of the time when they have these. The caps can keep them from earning enough on strong years to make up for those low years. So the most popular policies offered by His Faithful Stewards have strong index options. They have no spreads and no caps. And they have no fee options as well. And that's how they average so much higher returns than other policies. And with a guarantee against ever losing any money in a downturn, this has made their performance very strong.
Seems to me that this is something people would be interested in learning a lot more about. want to mention once again the free webinar, Will Awareness and Living Trust, that Roxanne is putting on noon Central Time, Thursday, April 17th. Also, Thursday, April 24th at 6 p.m. Central. You can sign up on the website under the webinar tab at hisfaithfulstewards.com. Again, that's hisfaithfulstewards.com. And Roxanne, I can't help thinking there are some people that have some questions about this. Maybe they are invested in annuities, maybe fixed index annuities. Maybe they're invested in some of those variable annuities, and maybe they'd like to find out more and do some specific comparison with you. That would be the kind of thing that you would welcome people to call you about, correct?
Sure, that absolutely.
And once again, I think you've been known to pray with your clients as well. I want to just get that in, right?
Yes, if they, I'm more than happy to pray with someone if they would like to pray with me.
Right, and we pray with people on the air too, so I think that's a good thing to keep in mind. Now, a lot of people are unaware of these kinds of annuities that you've been talking about, since the financial planners typically don't bring them up or they try to discourage them. As you mentioned, their expertise is in the stock market investments, and that's where they'd like for people to be. But are there any other kind of annuities that people need to be aware of that maybe they haven't heard anything about?
Well, one that comes to mind is an annuity that was established to provide protection in the event of long-term care needs. I mean, it's still indexed, so it's still growing with a market index, not as dramatically as some of the others. But the statistics show that 2 out of every 3 people who pass the age of 65 will need long-term care at some point in their life. And this, it doesn't mean that all of them are going to end up in a nursing home, but it means that there will be a need for outside support. And there's many people whose retirement plans have been completely overturned due to unexpected needs for long-term care. An annuity that has the purpose of being protection in the event of long-term care can be a good answer for many people to protect their retirement.
Now, what age should a person consider using or implementing an annuity for long-term care? What would you recommend that?
You know, at the latest, probably in their 60s, but they could start as early as the 50s, because the more time that has to grow, the greater the amount of protection it would bring.
Well, I'm thinking a lot of people would say, well, I wish I had done that when I was 40 or 50. And I'm assuming if you start earlier, then you have a larger buildup in that annuity, correct?
That is correct.
Now, how does a traditional long-term care insurance policy cover the cost of long-term care? And how would a long-term care annuity be different?
Well, there are several things that are different. First, with a traditional long-term care insurance policy, there's a lot of restrictions and limits on what can be covered. So the policy really dictates a lot of the care. Hmm. And the more comprehensive the policy is, the more expensive it becomes. It can really limit the choices of the patient if they need the insurance to be paying. Also, it works a lot like car insurance policies do, in that if you don't end up using it, you lose all of the money that you've paid into it. And that can be a really painful thought for a lot of people. But a long-term care annuity is different on every point.
Boy, it would seem to me that is a very important thing to keep in mind. So how does a long-term care annuity work differently from long-term? Oh, wait a minute. I just covered that point.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. But again, it's very important. You can choose how the money is spent, correct? Your money, it's your money you put in.
Yes, with a long-term care indexed annuity that is designed for long-term care, you choose how the money is spent. It's your money that you put into the policy, and you retain all the choices around your care. And you, and if you never need long-term care, you do not lose your money like you do with insurance. Hmm. Your money continues to grow indexed interest while it's in the policy, and the amount available for your care can be 2 to 3 times what that account value is, depending on your health when you take out the policy.
Okay, some of you have some questions about this. Maybe you've been thinking about long-term care. Maybe it's an issue that you're saying, if the statistics are that high, if that many people who pass the age of 65 are likely to need that, and that statistic that Roxanne quoted was 2 out of every 3 people may need long-term care at some point, I would encourage you to check in with Roxanne on that. And you can schedule a free time to talk with her on the website hisfaithfulstewards.com. www.BiblicalBasedTalk.com. Be sure to follow the links on the website, set up a good time for you to talk and time that works with her schedule, or you may call her office to set a time. The links to schedule and the phone number are at HisFaithfulStewards.com. Again, that's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Now, Roxanne, I sort of promised people that we talk a little bit about these webinars that you're putting on, Will Awareness and Living Trusts. Can you give us at least a thumbnail sketch of why these two subjects are important and what you'll be covering with them?
Sure. I mean, the reason they're important is that either you're going to decide where your assets go or the government's going to decide. There's laws in place in every state that determine what's going to happen if you die without a will or without a living trust. And the reality is if you're relying on a will, that is going to tell the courts what you want, but everything is going to go through probate. And when things go through probate, there's a lot of fees associated. It's estimated at least 10% of your estate's going to be drained off in the fees and attorney fees and court costs and all those kind of things to settle your estate, and those all have to be paid before ever a dime comes out of your estate.
Oh, yes. And that's a very painful thing to do. So a living trust sort of bypasses probate. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, it completely bypasses probate.
So very important to keep that in mind. There's a lot more detail that you can pick up on this. And Roxanne's hosting a free webinar. Again, there's no charge. And the topic, Will Awareness and Living Trust. And the times are noon Central Time on Thursday, April 17th. That is right around the corner. In fact, your tax report, filing your income tax, that's the way to put that, is due on Tuesday of this coming week. And this coming Thursday, the 17th, that will be at noon Central Time. And so once you've turned in your income tax return, you could just go to that website and set up that time for noon Central Time. And then Thursday at 6 p.m., if you're working during the day and you don't have an opportunity there. Now, Roxanne, I want to go back in the time we have left and recap on some of these things that we've talked about in terms of these annuities, and particularly the investment tools that you have where, for example, if a person has money in the market, let's say they lose 20%, it's going to take them how much to gain back to where they started?
It's going to be twice the amount. Mm. Let me give you this example because it makes it real concrete in your head.
Good.
If somebody has $100,000 and they put it in the market and the market takes a big dip of 50%, then they're going to have $50,000. Now, let's suppose the next year we have another big dip and it dips another 50% and now they're down to $25,000. But then when we get to the third year, the market rallies, it does really good, it gains 100%. But that $25,000 only comes back to $50,000.
Mm.
So that $100,000 loss, it takes another $100,000 loss, 200% gain before you get back to where you started. So it's twice the gain to make up for the losses.
You know, interesting you mentioned that, because we saw drastic losses and drastic gains and then drastic losses again, literally in a three-day period in the market recently. I would say if there ever has been a week when we have learned how volatile the market can be, this past week would be it. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree.
No question about that. So again, I want to encourage you folks to check out these instruments that Roxanne has. Fixed indexed annuities are the name of them. And as I recall, you have three criteria by which you make the selection of the products that you are making available to people that work with you.
Yes. The first one is as far as I can dig and as wide as I can look and as deep as I can dig, the companies are biblically responsible in how they're making and using their money. The second is they have to have 10-year averages over the last 10 years of at least 8%. And then the final thing is they have to have a very strong ratio of assets to obligations, so that they have greater assets than they have obligations, so that we know that they're strong and going to hold fast over time.
In other words, you would not be like a person, for example, who has an accident with their car. Their car is worth $15,000, but there's they owe $18,000 on their car, and the time that the car is out for $15,000, you're upside down. You're making sure those ratios are not in that direction, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Want to remind folks, you have a question about any of these issues we've talked about, check out and set up a time to talk with Roxanne. HisFaithfulStewards.com is the website. There's a phone number there you can call to schedule that time as well. Roxanne, thank you for reminding us that even though the markets are volatile, our God is faithful, correct?
Always and reliably.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you, friend, for joining us for Encouragement Live.